لا يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه، وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحت الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا، ذلك الفوز العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابي كالنجوم، فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. صدق الله العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our creator, our sustainer. We are all dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the insan, the jinnat, all human beings, all jinnat, the animals around us, the plants, each and every single thing is dependent upon one Allah alone. And when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single thing glorifies Allah. It is just that we cannot comprehend its glorification. When it comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the choices of salawat, barakat and rahmat be upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kullama dhakirahu dhakirun, wa salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kullama ghafala dhikir ghafirun. The planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique and distinctive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses istafa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses whatever He wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses whoever He wants, however He wants, and whenever He wants. This is all dependent upon the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the system of Allah. We find from all the various planets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose planet Earth. Then when He came to the malaika, when He came to the farishta and the angels of Allah, then Allah chose istafa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Jibrahil alayhi salatu wasalam. When He came to the months, then Allah chose shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. When He came to the days of the week, the 7 days of the week, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose yawmul jum'ah, the day of jum'ah. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ, the best day that the sun has ever risen in is none other than the day of Jummah. And from the billions and millions of insan upon earth, the millions and billions of human beings upon the face of earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And from these selected 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Ulul Azm. And Allah mentions in the Quran regarding the Ulul Azm. And who are the Ulul Azm? They are those five men of might, five men of power, five men of determination. And who they are? They are none other than Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And from these five Ulul Azm, from these five men of determination and power and might, Allah chose none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Muhammad Mustafa, Nabi Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Regarding the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salutations upon them in the Quran. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ, that salam and peace be upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ نُوحٍ فِي الْعَالَمِينَ, salam upon Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِلْيَاسِينَ, and salam and peace and comfort be upon Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam. But when it came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to the the greatest creation, not the greatest Nabi, but the greatest creation of Allah, greater than anything that Allah had created, is none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. That verily Allah, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His malaika, and the millions of malaika, they are sending salutations, they are sending salawat and salamat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it doesn't stop there. Not only salam and salat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but all those who believe, all those who are the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a command. This is a command of Allah that you also send salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you find that those who understand Arabic, they will understand that this tense that was used in this ayat of the Quran, that inna Allaha wa malaikatahu, Allah didn't mention sallu, Allah mentioned yusallun, istimrar, that is, it is mudari, it is continuous. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presently, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending salutations and salamat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you find that this is a great distinctive factor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above the rest of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. And you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best of everything. Allah gave Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best kitab. Hameem wal kitab al mubeen. You find wal kitab al mubeen. And many ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب. The Quran is the best. Ha Mim, wal kitab al mubeen. This Quran is a clear cut indication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are clear ayat in mubayinat. These are clear verses and wadih verses from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best book. Then when he came to the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Today I have perfected your deen. أكملت كامل. I have made it كامل and complete. ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. And I am pleased with this deen as a religion for you. I am pleased with this religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with this deen of Islam. And then when it came to the ummats, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted the best ummats. That kuntum khayra ummatin ukhri ma'roof wa tanhuna 'anil munkar. Allah granted such an action to this ummat that was not even given to the previous ummats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this ummat such a maqam, such a status that Allah mentions khayra ummatin, the best ummat, better than the ummat of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, and Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Greater than the Christians, greater than the Jews. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best ummat. And when it came to the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best name. Fadhul arshi, as the poet mentions, that Fadhul arshi mahmudu, wa hadha muhammadu. Fadhul arshi mahmudu, wa hadha muhammadu. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the possessor of the arsh, the possessor of the throne, his name is Mahmud. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest Nabi, his name is Muhammad. And when it comes to the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the possessor of the arsh, he split his name, part of his name, for the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah is Mahmud, Allah is praised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the praised one. And Muhammadu, Allah's Nabi, is the praiseworthy. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shares the root letters. Meem, ha, meem, dal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shares the root letters with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great astonishing feat and honor for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came to the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Verily, O my Nabi, you are upon a sublime conduct and great akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he came to the city of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you find previously, the city of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called, it was named Yathrib in the days of Jahiliyyah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the city, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the name that was given to it was Hadhi Tayyiba, the city of Madinatul Munawwara. It is a pure city. It is now called Tayyiba due to being in the company, the noble company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we understand that just by merely being in the company of the greatest Nabi, Allah had given it such a honor, such a dignity, such a fazail, such a fazilat, and such a virtue, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that one salah in the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is equal to 50,000 salahs. 50,000 salahs. Just one salah in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is multiplied 50,000 times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions regarding Madinatul Munawwara, it is the dream of every single person. What is the dream? The dream of every single person, every single ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they wish to go to Madinatul Munawwara. They wish to live in Madinatul Munawwara. They wish to die in Madinatul Munawwara. Askananiha Rabbi Azza wa Jal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah chose Madinatul Munawwara for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected from after Makkatul Mukarramah. Allah selected Madinatul Munawwara for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when it came to the companions and the company and the suhba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum for none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَزَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked into the heart of each and every single person, every single human being upon the face of this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala investigated into the hearts. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَزَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the billions and millions of human beings upon this earth, this planet earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَوَجَدَ قَلْبَ مُحَمَّدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Mustafa, Nabi Mujtaba, to be the greatest heart of every single human being. فَاصْطَفَاهُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Allah chose this heart for Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then granted nubuwat. ثم نظر في قلوب العباد بعد قلب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then Ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions that then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the hearts of the rest of the human beings after the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فوجد قلوب أصحابه. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found that the hearts of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the best hearts. يُقَاتِلُونَ عَنْ دِينِهِ. The sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were the wuzura, they were the custodians of the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They fought for this deen, this noble deen which reached us. It is due to the efforts and the blood and the sacrifice and the fikr and the concern of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We find when it comes to Madinatul Munawwara, the dream of each and every single person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions regarding that one dead piece of land, which was given such a fazilat, that it is the only place upon earth that was given that fazilat, that virtue, that honor of being Jannat upon earth. jannat upon earth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith of Ibn Majah, ma bayna qabri wa minbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah. Between my qabr and between the minbar of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatu Munawwara is none other than the gardens of the garden of Jannah. By merely the fact of being merely in the company of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah had given that dead piece of earth. Allah had given it such a honor that Allah had mentions, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that it is a garden, rawdatum min riyadil jannah. It is a garden from the place of Jannah. So this is that rank which was given to a place which was in the company of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fact I am bringing to your attention, imagine those hearts which Allah selected, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen. Imagine those hearts which were in the company of the greatest Nabi ever to set foot upon earth. Imagine what honor and what dignity and what virtue Allah will grant to those hearts. And that is the heart of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions regarding the Sahaba, that ashabi kan nujum, that my Sahaba, they are like the guiding stars. فَبِعِيهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. That musafir, that traveler, when he is traversing the deserts and he cannot find his way, then he looks at those stars and he guides himself out of destruction, out of dalalat. So you find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, similarly, in the same manner, my Sahaba, they are like guiding stars. فَبِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Whichever one you follow, you will be rightly guided. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was revealed to him in the Qur'an, in the 29th juz of the Qur'an, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَا وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. That وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَا. Definitely we have beautified, indeed we have beautified the skies, the sama'a dunya, with what? With these beautiful stars. بِمَصَابِيحَا وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. So the famous muhadith and mufassir of the Qur'an, Qatada radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions that there are three functions of the stars that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for this earth. It's not something that has no function, but rather there are three great functions of the stars. The first is بِمَصَابِيحَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا, that these stars, they serve as a zina, as a adornment, as a beauty for the skies. Imagine the skies without anything, a pitch black sky, a dark sky with no stars, no moons. But this is a beauty for the sky. And then Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions the second function of the stars is that they serve as a defensive system, as a protection against the shayateen. We all know the shayateen, they go up and they try to eavesdrop upon the conversations of the malaika. And rujuman lishayateen. So you find that these shooting stars, they are in actual fact a defensive system for the malaika. So this is the second function of the function of the stars. The third function of the stars, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, is that they serve as alamat, they serve as signs, and yuhtada biha fil barri wal bahr, that the signs for the sailor which is lost at sea, he navigates, this is his navigation in the correct direction. So you find that this is the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he mentions that the Sahaba, in a similar manner, the Sahaba, they are adornment and beauty for this ummah. They are the beauty of this ummah. And then he mentions that they are protection of this ummah, of the preservation of deen. Had it not been for Sahaba, there would have not been any deen of Islam. And then الصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم يهتدى اقتدى. We follow the Sahaba and they are our navigators towards Jannah. They guide us towards Jannah. They guide us to the correct teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No person can ever match the rank of the lowest, as we say in our terminology. There is no low ranking Sahabi. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was no low person. There was no outcast. There was no failure of society. Every Sahabi was great. Every single Sahabi was unique. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, he was asked, Am Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an afdal? Am Umar ibn Abdul Aziz? Is Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, is he great? Is he greater than Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an or not? This is the question that was posed to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, he answers, look at the answer. لَتُرَابٌ لَتُرَابٌ فِي مِنْ خَرِي مُعَاوِيَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ عَنْ خَيْرٌ وَأَفْضَلْ مِنْ عُمَرِ ابْنِ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ رَحْمُتَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. That dust which comes in the nostrils of Hazrat Muawiyah, we all know what is that dust, that dirty piece of dust which comes in a person. We all know how disgusting it is. But here, what they say, لَتُرَابٌ فِي مِنْ خَيْرِ مُعَاوِيَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ. The dust which settled in the nostrils of Hazrat Muawiyah رضي الله تعالى, that is much greater, خَيْرٌ وَأَفْضَلْ. It is much greater than Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. The greatest of the Tabi'een. That nostrils, the dirt which settled in it, it is greater than even the greatest of the Tabi'een, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So you find that this is due to the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is due to being in the suhbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, just understand this one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tasubbu ashabi. لو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحد ولا نصيفة. If any of you had to go out in a path of Allah and spend gold in a path of Allah, not wealth, not this cheap rands and this dirhams and dinar, but if any of you had to spend gold in a path of Allah equal to the mountain of Uhud. The mountain of Uhud, we all know, is 7 kilometers long, 3 kilometers wide, and 300 meters long. If any of you had to spend that amount in the path of Allah, you will not reach the virtue of the spending of one small utensil of any Sahabi in the path of Allah. So that is how great our Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. In light of the recent venomous and poisonous comments regarding Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, those doubts that may have crept in the minds of people, and many people might have now started to doubt a certain Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhum. It is imperative and important that we mention just a few great fazail regarding Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he would spend his entire day in hunger. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he would be in the Suffa. And we all know when we go to Madinatul Munawwarah, we all know that Suffa, Ashabu Suffa. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, whilst the other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they would be involved in their business, transactions and dealings, and in their family. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he would spend his time learning the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an would follow. You find that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he was given such a honor that during the khilafat of Hazrat Umar, he was given the honor of being the governor of Bahrain. And you find many people now, they will be doubting that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, did he memorize that amount of hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you find that it was the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions that after this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I never ever forgot anything. So we understand, it's not perplexed, it's not astonishing, that if a person who was the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mustajaba dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him, even if he memorized 1 billion hadith, then too it's not perplexed, it's not astonishing. So you find Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, he after minusing all the repetitions of hadith, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, he memorized 3,000. The ulama say 3,000, some ulama they say 2,000. 2,000 hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You find when he came to Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, he had 800 students. And from amongst his students, there was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an. Had Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, had he spoken anything that was against the law of deen or anything incorrect, the Sahaba would immediately have corrected him. So you find that this is the great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll just end off. There's many, many facts which I can mention regarding Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. But I'll just mention this one last hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy upon mankind. And you find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not tolerate a person even inconveniencing an animal. So this was the rahmat in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped his ummah from cursing. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed those people who mock and speak ill of sahaba. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice upon whatever has been mentioned. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.